Is that just going to be a repeat of the "we're a nation of immigrants" talking points? Is that what they're going to say? Look, the only way this is stopped is if the people who refuse to enforce the law are held to account. And that means Democrats in elected office losing their jobs, and Democrats like Mayorkas, who run DHS, getting fired when there's a new administration. It's not going to change before then. And it will only slow down if we send a resounding message as a country, as sane Americans. This is beyond even basic partisan argument, that we either have sovereign borders or we don't have a country. It's one or the other. It either matters or it doesn't. More on this tomorrow, team. Thanks for rolling with us. Talk to you then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Like you, I've heard about Relief Factor. It's been on TV and radio for years. I never really thought about it until my dad, who's 73 years old, an avid golfer, and I know he struggles a lot with pain like millions of Americans, started taking it, okay? He's dealing with aging, exercise, and just the ordinary effects of daily living, and Relief Factor is a game changer for him. Developed by doctors based on scientific research, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. Taken as designed, every day, Relief Factor reduces or eliminates pain all day, every day. About 70% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who've tried Relief Factor went on to order more. It's huge. It's one of the reasons my dad's taking it. And like I said, amazing results. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 and join the 70%. Go to relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF for your 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95.
Here's NFL legend Terry Bradshaw.
This is it, your last chance to win big money from Publishers Clearinghouse.
There are just days left to enter to win. $7,000 a week for life on April 30th.
Yep, you got to enter PCH.com before it's too late. Real people really do win, and time's running out if you want to be next. It's your last chance to enter, people. Come on, let's go. Hurry, enter at PCH.com. $7,000 a week. For life. Last chance. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries 2-4-28. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Lico Chops. Within a 4-week total, Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
When local news breaks, News 3 is there fast.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. Our goal is to go live anytime, anywhere.
With First Pictures.
News 3, leading the way when it comes to breaking news in Las Vegas.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
FINDLAY. Findlay Chevy. A place to buy.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russian forces have attacked along a broad front in eastern Ukraine, part of an apparent full-scale ground offensive intended to take control of the country's eastern industrial heartland. Military analyst Justin Crump says he thinks the Russians will focus on small areas at a time.
Yeah, my inclination at the moment is to think they're going to start to try and isolate individual units. They're not going to go for this big sweeping maneuver because Ukraine showed that they can then go after their supply lines. They can use guerrilla warfare against them. I think they're going to just keep taking chunks of cities and towns in the Donbass. And that's close to what they've done in Mariupol. It's just on a much bigger scale.
The stepped-up assaults in eastern Ukraine began along a front of more than 300 miles. Democrats on Capitol Hill, fearing a deluge of migrants at the southern border this summer, are pressuring President Biden to back off his decision to lift the Trump-era Title 42 order next month.
Democrats in tough races publicly criticized President Biden's decision early this month, but now the pushback is growing to include the president's moderate allies, such as Senator Chris Coons of Delaware and Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Gary Peters of Michigan.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by 430 points. Moderna hopes to offer updated COVID boosters in the fall. Here's Julie Walker.
Current vaccines are all based on the original coronavirus. Before the latest threat came along, Moderna was studying a combination shot that added protection against an earlier variant named Beta. The company says people given that produced more antibodies capable of fighting several variants, including Omicron, than regular booster triggers. While the antibody increase was modest, Moderna's goal is to produce a combo shot that specifically targets Omicron. While the data hasn't been vetted by independent experts, the company says these results really give us hope. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate analyst number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Political elites like Adam Laxalt, they raise millions from Washington. That's how you know they'll never change it. As Donald Trump showed, sometimes it takes someone new to make real change. I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. I'm not funded by Washington or special interest PACs. I've built a grassroots army of everyday Americans with a people's agenda. It starts with secure borders, because we're not a nation if we can't enforce our laws. And voter ID, because our democracy's at risk when we can't protect the vote. We need classrooms that teach our children, not indoctrinate them with anti-American ideology. We need real private sector jobs, not socialist agendas. We need energy independence, and we need to end inflationary spending and debt that is pushing families to the brink. The fact is, career politicians can't fix Washington. They broke it. I'm Sam Brown. It's time to elect new conservative leadership for the people.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Just hours after a Florida federal judge voided the mask mandate on the airlines and public transportation, Las Vegas Airport lifted its mask mandate, a move that local tourism officials say should result in more visitors coming to Las Vegas. The 59-page ruling does allow airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about masking requirements. The Centers for Disease Control continues to recommend masking on transportation. Spring Valley High School basketball star Aaliyah Gales is doing well after emergency surgery Sunday to treat gunshot wounds that she suffered at a house party in North Las Vegas Saturday night. Her father says the 18-year-old was shot 10 times, 8 in the legs and ankles, and is expected to make a full recovery. The 5'9" guard was a McDonald's All-American this past season and is committed to playing at USC. A fundraiser has been established at GoFundMe to help pay for her recovery. Well, Journey is back on the strip. They're becoming the first rock band to play at the theater at Resorts World. The legendary rockers are going to be performing a rock symphony concert July 15th and 16th and the 22nd and the 23rd.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, we see some congestion there on the Beltway 215 right now, east in Green Valley, westbound at Valley Verde. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area of Interstate 15 between Tropicana and Charleston, and lane restrictions through the construction zone of the 515. That's between Main and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, April 19th, the day after Tax Day. And I thought because yesterday was such an important day that today we would open up with Paris Denard, the Republican National Committee national spokesman. He joins us. Paris, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on.
Thank you for having me. Good to be with you again.
I want to ask about the tax burden in America. Yesterday was tax day, and to me there are two types of taxes, the taxes that are legislated by Congress, and then there's the inflation, the Biden inflation tax burden that is on all of us. Can you talk a little bit about where we are, kind of a snapshot of where we are relative to the tax burden in our country?
Yeah, I think you laid it out quite nicely. There are taxes that are legislatively put upon the American people through the federal government and local municipalities, but there's also another type of tax that isn't legislative, and it's the inflation. And right now, the average American is paying nearly $536 per month because of inflation. Now, let's just break that down. That means if you are a senior citizen on a fixed income, because of inflation, there's an extra $536 you're paying every single month that is a direct result of the inflationary cost that is built in when it comes to going to the grocery store. That does not include, however, the issue of rising gas prices. So, you know, you add all this together, and this is a tax hike on the middle class. It is a tax hike on senior citizens. It is a tax hike on the working poor. It is a tax hike on minorities in this country. It's a tax hike on every single person, because when you're spending at least $500 more per month, that is going to have a significant impact on your bottom line as you try to put food on the table and pay the bills or pay for the extra things that are happening. And the issue when it comes to wages, as this relates to wages, the Biden administration has to talk about people getting jobs, and he likes to tout America is back to work. Well, they may be back to work, but they're not the pay that they're receiving isn't keeping up with inflation. And so they're actually, in some instances, paying out more than they were before and making less. And so the economy is really bad for the American people, and on the back end of tax day, the American people are telling Joe Biden today, you've been taxing us long enough because of this inflation, because of these rising gas prices that we all are experiencing.
I want to ask you about where we rank And I know we've got Biden proposed tax increases that are in the works, Build Back Better and all the other stuff that he has proposed and that has been stalled in Congress, thankfully. Can you talk a little bit about where this would put us ranking around the world? Would we be among the highest tax countries?
Well, certainly we would be, especially when it comes to corporate tax rate. And so I think that you have to ask yourself, if you want to be competitive on a global scale, the first thing you got to do is have the respect of world leaders and the global community, which we don't have because of the feckless foreign policy decision that he's made since being in office. The second thing you want to be able to do is be competitive. If you have a tax rate that is so high that serves as a deterrent to American businesses to do business here. If you have the regulatory burden so high, if you have all of these different EPA and OSHA and all these other regulations that go on top of the economic burden of tax increases, you drive American businesses offshore. You drive American entrepreneurs to not open businesses because they can't afford it, or the regulations, the licenses are too much, the regulations and the red tape. And so this is not a policy that puts America first, American businesses first, American entrepreneurs first, American workers first, by increasing taxes or having a tax rate that is too high.
Again, RNC National Spokesman Paris Denard joining us. This has flown pretty much under the radar. I did not hear about this until very, very recently, that Biden has even proposed letting the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire. What would that mean?
Well, if you look at right now, if you're paying 536, guess what? That's going to go up. It means economic ruin for some people. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was a benefit to the American people. And instead of talking about eliminating tax relief, they should be talking about having ways to maintain tax relief that President Trump worked with congressional Republicans to implement. They should be finding ways to not spend more money. That is a direct cause of a lot of this inflationary effects that we see right now, but they should be finding ways to reduce it. But that's how it was happening. Every time he talks about Build Back Better, Part 2, Part 3, whatever they want to call it, that means more spending of taxpayer money, and it's not working. And that's the end result of all of these policies. It's just not working for the American people.
And by the way, Paris, the Biden proposal to let the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire, it would cut the standard deduction for Americans in half. And I got to tell you, having just filed my taxes a couple of weeks ago, that would have taken a big bite out of my refund.
Same here, my friend. But it's, you know, here's the thing. They seem not to care about what it would do to the average American. They just look at this from a political standpoint. Trump did it. It has to be bad. Republicans did it. It has to be bad. That's what the Democrats and Biden are saying. You know, that's the type of mentality that you have with these so-called leaders in Congress. And I think that's why you have people like Susie Lee and Stephen Horsford. They're going to have to account for this. They're going to have to account for lining up with this radical agenda that these Democrats are pushing.
Final minute, and I want to ask you about the Florida federal judge who yesterday struck down the mask mandate on public transportation in our country. First of all, do you think the DOJ will allow that to stand? And what happens, do you think, later in the month of May? I think it's May 18th when the current mandate is due to expire.
I think it's going to be hard for the American people to look at the government, the federal government, and say, after that, they're going to need to go back to masking up Americans, especially on airplanes, where we know that it is particularly and has been for a very long time very safe to breathe that air. So to then have it lifted, and as you can see, the majority of airlines and transportation entities have lifted the mandate, including Uber, and then go back to May and then have the government say, oh, you got to go back to it. The American people are going to say, I thought you were going to follow the data, the facts, and the science. Or the Constitution, like the judge, the courageous judge did down in Florida. I think that these mask mandates have been ruled, a lot of these vaccine and mask mandates have been ruled unconstitutional, discriminatory, and I think the judge in Florida made the right decision, responding to what the Constitution says, but also from outside of the courts, the American people are tired, they're exhausted. And we know that we can fend for ourselves and do it in a healthy way. We have the multiple vaccines, multiple boosters. We know how to live in this country with this coronavirus. The American people want to get back to work and not be restricted. They want freedom and opportunities to decide for themselves.
Hey, Paris, always good to have you with us. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
There you go. Paris Denard, the Republican National Committee national spokesman, joining us from our nation's capital. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NB4265 NMLS64367.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. and we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. Of course, tax day was yesterday. If you need help and you've gotten frustrated and you're running late, you need to call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Here's the number, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas alongside. You know, we always talk about baseball and how it's a favorite sport of both Jim Dallas and myself. I love baseball. It runs for 7 months, and it's just about every day of the week there is a ball game that you can watch. I absolutely love it. But they're changing the game, and one of the areas that they're looking at is speeding up the game. And we've got some rule changes that may be coming down the pike, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they've been trying to do this for a few years, and of course, in Major League Baseball, if you make the show, then you had to go through the minor league system for the most part, and that's where they're trying all these experiments. Well, the implementation of a strict pitch clock this season in minor league baseball, believe it or not, Kevin, has shaved off 20 minutes in game time. In 335 games so far this season, the average game time for minor league baseball, that's single A, double A, triple A, just like the Aviators out here, is 2 hours and 39 minutes. Now, if you look at it in previous seasons, the average is 2 hours and 59 minutes. So they have shaved off 20 minutes with a 14-second clock with the bases empty in between pitches, and an 18-second clock with the runners on the base paths. So that is probably going to be implemented in the major leagues, possibly as early as 2023, the way the powers to be are talking right now.
Well, I've been saying for years that the easiest way to reduce game times is to find a batting glove that you don't have to, after every pitch, loosen, tighten. Yeah. No. I mean, if you notice, that's half of that time that they spend outside the batter's box is adjusting their batting gloves. If they found a batting glove that didn't need to be adjusted every pitch, it would speed up the games immeasurably.
No, that's an astute analysis there. You always see the hitter. I mean, he'll step out of the batter's box. He'll look down to the third base coach and get the sign. Now, something that they have implemented this year too is since the sign stealing scandal went public a few years ago with the Houston Astros, the communication between the catcher and the pitcher is different now too, and they're even including the middle infielders and the center fielder in letting these individuals so they can position themselves better. So when a catcher calls for a fastball or a curveball, he'll just go to his wrist and he'll push that number one button or the number two button, and that will be in an earpiece in the center fielder. The second baseman, the shortstop, and the pitcher will all be involved in this process. So, you know, baseball, a lot of people say, it's a 19th century sport and it's too slow, but they are slowly but surely trying to adapt to modern technology. And with the National League this year going ahead and allowing hitters to hit rather than a pitcher who was a bad hitter, they are slowly kind of morphing into the 21st century.
Yeah, yeah. Watching a pitcher who hits at 0.075, I'm like, that's not exactly entertainment.
I remember back in the day, the Reds had a pitcher, Jack Billingham was his name. He was part of the Big Red Machine. He had a batting average of 0.14. Yeah, but it was like a 14.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you can get much worse.
That's
than
almost
that.
Non-existent.
Yeah, it's like one for whatever.
Wow. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas. We'll be watching this, though, because this is the game that we all love.